Red's assistant general manager Sam Grossman pulls out an iPad and demonstrates how the team is using technology in the dugout. He points to what's called a heat map.
Places in blue is where you could throw pitches to try to get them out where they've been cold in the past. We've got these red hot zones where you try to want to avoid. And then just some notes that were compiled by our staff and our pitching coach on, you know, ways to use each pitch if you're a right-handed or a left-handed pitcher.
Grossman is a stats guy with a math degree from Northwestern University and is one member of a growing team the Reds have hired to use data metrics. The team uses the information to evaluate players, move them up and down in the minors, and as part of the game strategy. The team quickly signed on to the Major League Baseball pilot iPad program in 2015. This year, the league reached a multi-year deal with Apple to place a version of the company's iPad in all dugouts. Grossman says the iPad consolidates a lot of information that used to be in books.
Traditionally, you'd have a scout out on the road seeing the team that you were going to play next. They would, in the past, take notes, have a conference call with your manager or whatever. Over time, as video and statistics have gotten so much, you know, more robust, it's kind of moved into the office. So we have an advanced scouting department now that compiles really a binder for every coach that gives them information on the opposing team, how they're, you know, how to attack their hitters, how their pitchers are going to pitch to us. And so it's all that type of stuff that traditionally you'd go over it before the game, and then coaches would have physical paper binders in the dugout. So the iPad has kind of replaced that concept at this point.
What teams can have on the iPad is evolving. Initially, they could only have PDFs and no video.
Now it's expanded a little bit where you can add video, you can add images. And so MLB is sort of taking a measured approach in terms of rolling out what's allowed, just so teams are staying on an even playing field.
There's a stylus to take notes. Grossman emphasizes the iPad is primarily used as an on-the-spot refresher because players and coaches do research ahead of time. The Reds load players' phones and iPads with video and information they can use on plane rides to and from games. Here's an example of how iPads can help in the dugout.
You could watch video if a new pitcher's coming in. They could see, you know, the different types of pitches he throws. You could see sort of where in the strike zone he uses pitches to get balls and strikes early in the count, for example. And so it's mostly for the coaches. And then the coaches, really part of their job in game, other than the strategical aspects of it, is to sort of provide the information to the players, you know, in a succinct enough manner that they can take it out onto the field and not be overloaded with information.
The iPad is also for positioning players.
Like, say a pinch hitter came in on the opposing team, we're out in the field, whoever positions our infielders and outfielders, you know, they can look at what we call spray charts in the system, shows where this hitter hits the ball, you know, and they're moving players around on the field. So, you know, that would be something that would be happening between hitters within an inning.
Major League Baseball houses so much statistical information, Grossman looks forward to the day it starts pushing things out for use by the teams. Right now, there's a long way to go. Grossman says the information the Reds and other teams are allowed to have on the iPad in the dugout is even less advanced than what fans can get on the Game Day app. Teams don't have batter pitcher matchups. What's still not allowed is connection to the internet.
And I think if they ever open the floodgates, teams would be putting a lot of resources into that concept.
Like what? What would you like to have on there?
I mean, you could have something that sort of knowing who's on the bench for each team. So, you know, who do we have hitters left, pitchers left in our bullpen? Same thing. You know, the situation of the game, what inning it is, how many outs you need to get through the game. You could even be simulating outcomes, and then that could help you with some in-game decision-making.
Grossman says all the Reds coaches embrace the iPad in the dugout, but he doesn't know about other teams and whether they'll rely more on technology or let their gut feeling and experience carry the game. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.